In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual blindness, and how to avoid it, if I had to have a title, would be the title. Spiritual blindness and how to avoid it. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." When he had come into the house and the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it done unto you." And their eyes were opened. And then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. According to the prophecy of Isaiah, the Messianic age is signified when the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. These healings are a sign that Christ is the Messiah. These two men followed Jesus and cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on us." I think these men are good examples for us to follow and to imitate. One, they followed Christ and they cried out, "Have mercy on us." Secondly, they humbled themselves before God, admitting that they needed help. Third, they asked Christ for mercy. They asked him to have mercy on them. Fourth, they had faith in God to help them. And I guess fifth is one, they went about and they told people what Christ had done for them, that he had had compassion on them. Now, how is that sometimes an example for us? Well, it's easy to lose sight of Christ in our daily, busy, and distracted lives. It's easy to hit the streets running just to get everything done. We can forget that what we need to do and what we do is for God and for Him. We can forget that through faith, God will have mercy on us and give us the wisdom and the strength to serve Him and to have our spiritual eyes opened. Physical blindness in the Scripture often points to a more serious disease. Did I say physical? Yeah, physical blindness in the Scriptures points to a more serious disease of spiritual blindness, of not being able to see. Archbishop Dimitri from the OCA, in his little book on the miracles of Christ, says that spiritual blindness can be complete or partial. You can have complete blindness or partial blindness. In the heart and the mind, one can fail altogether to see God. They can have no place for Him, and they can seek meaning for of existence elsewhere. You know, no church for me, no God for me. I know what's going on somewhere else. And you go and you look, try to find that meaning of existence. What is perhaps even more common, one can have a tentative belief, somehow believing yet having little doubts. If you remember the words of the father who asked the Lord to heal his son, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." And then we have to keep coming to Christ, to seeking His mercy and His grace and His help. But God does give us freedom. When one comes into the presence of Christ, he may reject him, as many did during our Lord's days and during our Lord's lifetime. And all you have to do is note from the gospel today the Pharisees' attitude. The Pharisees did not believe. Or when someone comes into the presence of Christ, he may experience that conversion that takes place in here, in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. The blind men went to being able to see, and becoming disciples of what God has done. We can go from a life of sin to a life of living a holy life. Thank God. For each of us, a direct experience of the Lord's presence can transform what has been conditional and incomplete into complete faith and trust. When the blind men went to Christ and called out to him, they went inside the house and came before his presence, where they were close together and not necessarily out in public. And for each of us, a direct experience of the Lord's presence can transform what's maybe kind of iffy or tentative or hesitant into a belief in complete faith and trust in the Lord. A turning around of your life. But one has to come. One has to be in the presence of the Lord, as these two blind men were. We have to say, "Yes, Lord," when Christ gives us instructions and directions. When Christ says, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" We have to say, "Yes, Lord." Our experience of the Lord's presence is done in faith, in His church, the divine liturgy, and in the Holy Eucharist, where Christ gives Himself to us for our salvation. Christ gives Himself to each of us for our salvation. Christ opens our spiritual eyes. He meets us where we are and gives us forgiveness and hope and love and enables us to see His glory, His grace, and a heavenly eternal life. That's who He is. May God grant us the grace to follow after Christ, saying, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us." And He will, because He is good and holy, and He loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.